Welcome to the Connected Insurance Podcast, presented by Agency Revolution. Listen to interviews with the most influential people in the insurance industry. Learn the most important strategies, tactics, trends, and challenges facing today's independent insurance agents and brokers. New episodes every Wednesday. Visit agencyrevolution.com and click media to explore the Connected Insurance family of resources for insurance agents and brokers. Subscribe today and get updates delivered right to your inbox. And now, without further delay, the Connected Insurance Podcast.
Hey everyone, Joel here with the Connected Insurance Podcast, brought to you by Agency Revolution, where we help you connect with your clients and prospects in ways you never thought possible, manage your reputation through the entirety of your business, and build better relationships that will last a lifetime. Today we're having a conversation that's a little unique to the podcast. We're talking workers' comp. There's lots of agencies out there that play in this world, and today we're having a conversation with the experts, or specifically, the expert. Today we're having a conversation with Kevin Ring from the Institute of Workers' Comp Professionals. Kevin provides us with some great information on how to better provide in this industry, a better strategy to communicating with workers' comp prospects and clients. So without further ado, here is Kevin Ring. Hey, Kevin, thanks for joining us today. I do appreciate your time.
Joel, thank you so much for having me. It's exciting to be here.
So we'll jump right into it here. And so we're talking about a topic that I'm not entirely familiar with. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the Institute? So introduce our listeners, if you will.
Absolutely. The Institute of Work Comp Professionals trains, certifies, and mentors independent insurance agents in a workers' comp process that is proven to help agents write more business and get better results for their clients. We began actually right at 18 years ago now. In October of 2001, we held our first Certified Work Comp Advisor Institute. And since that time, we've been training agents. And then what sets what we do apart, I think, from a lot of the other designation programs in our industry is that after you complete the training, you have access to our team of experts and a library of resources to help you implement the process. So rather than coming home from a seminar and being, man, that was really great, I'm really excited to do this, and then having it wind up on the shelf, as all of us have done either in our personal lives or professional careers, you have a team of experts sitting behind you, helping you answer those difficult questions and untangle things for your clients and potential clients.
Yeah, awesome. So here's what I know. As I told you, I don't know a whole lot about workers' comp, but here's what I do know. It seems like the premiums are pretty good. So it would lead me to believe that the revenue is pretty good. Why wouldn't I get into this as an independent insurance agency?
Well, most independent agents that you know even dabble in business insurance do write workers' compensation. Historically, agents have shied away from focusing on workers' compensation because the commissions have always been very, very low. In fact, there several years ago, I was doing some research and I found an article from the 1930s complaining about low commissions in workers' compensation. And the commissions have always been low because with few exceptions, the coverage is compulsory. So if everybody has to buy it, it must not take any particular skill to sell it. So an insurance company would say, well, why are we going to compensate you handsomely for selling something they literally had to buy? But what we're seeing in the current marketplace is over the last 5 to 7 years, rates have been down and down and down. And it's created an interesting market dynamic in that typically, especially in workers' compensation, people have talked about hard markets and soft markets. But what we're seeing now, and this was highlighted by some information that NCCI put out earlier this year, we're seeing an interesting combination of hard market and soft market symptoms, if you will. In a hard market, the market capability or capacity, excuse me, tends to dry up. You see fewer and fewer insurance companies willing to extend the coverage, and it becomes more difficult to get. You have more underwriting discipline, and prices go up. In a soft market, you see more market capacity, more insurance companies willing to insure more risks. You tend to see a drop in underwriting discipline. So insurance companies will take anything, no matter what they look or smell like. And you see rates dropping. And what we have in the marketplace today is increased underwriting discipline, but decreasing prices. And so for some agents and for some employers, that's causing a drop in the focus on workers' compensation. Because in many states, in North Carolina, California, and Indiana are all certainly in this category, and there's many others, rates are down 50% over the last 5 years. So as a business owner, I might have grown my business in this economy that's expanded for over 10 years in a row. And I might have doubled my business in the last 5 years, but my workers' compensation premium may be more or less the same. So it's much more difficult today for agents to get employers excited about, well, let me help you reduce your workers' comp premium. You're paying too much for your workers' compensation. Let me fix that.
Yeah, I was gonna as I was sitting here thinking, I know most of the you know, when I look at LinkedIn and the workers' comp, if you will, quote unquote experts that I see out there, and that, you know, the what they're pushing out there is, hey, are you overpaying, or, you know, what can we do to reduce your workers' comp rate? But based on what you just said, that's, you know, everybody's there. Everybody's got lower rates, and probably employers are seeing that. So how does, you know, we're kind of, I think what you just said, we're kind of in a bulk business here. How do I grow my book of business if the traditional, hey, I can save you 10, 15, in some cases, maybe even much more than that percent on your workers' comp. Like, there's got to be a strategy there in your expertise, how agencies can grow and prosper in that environment.
Absolutely. And to be clear, none of the information you're seeing is now incorrect. Most business owners are overpaying for their workers' compensation. We still know that 75% or more of all premium audits are incorrect. The vast majority of experience mods are mismanaged. And when a premium audit is incorrect, it's far more likely that a business owner is going to pay more premium than they owed, rather than the insurance company collecting less premium than they were owed. But yeah, the challenge is that pitch isn't as effective as it was 5, 6, 7 years ago. And so what we're finding agents being more successful focusing on are the pieces of the workers' comp process that focus on people. Because ultimately, workers' compensation is an employee benefit. It's very much like health insurance in that way. But for, you know, various reasons that I'm sure you could write a college research paper about, workers' compensation wound up on the property casualty side rather than on the employee benefit side.
Sure. No, that makes sense. So I just backtracking here a little bit. I'm a big proponent of the customer experience, regardless of whether you're doing workers' comp or maybe more traditional P&C, if you will, type coverages. But it kind of made it sound like to me, and I'm not trying to take a shot at anybody here, I'm just calling it is what it is. Sounds like what we're saying is overall premiums are down. People are making less money. Traditional models don't work, but the majority of businesses are still overpaying because either a symptom of all those things, I don't want to put the time in because there's not as much money in it for me. But it really sounds like that maybe there's a lot of workers' comp people out there that are asleep at the wheel.
Well, I think that's generally true. And I think that's a large part of what allows us to help so many agents and see the success that our agents have in the marketplace, is that the traditional P&C agent focuses on all of the other coverages and then says, oh, and by the way, here's a workers' comp quote, or I shopped your account to 5 different insurance companies and here's the best price. And that leads to lots and lots of problems, the end result of which are higher workers' comp premiums. And when you when you have a process, and there's a process at the heart of everything we do, and workers' comp is a process. And when you follow the process, not only are you going to wind up with the lowest possible workers' comp premium that you have, but you're going to have a more productive workforce. And that's really where we find agents having success today, because while employers may not be feeling a tremendous amount of stress about their workers' compensation premium, what they do tend to be stressing about is getting and keeping great employees, because nationwide, employment is just about as low as it's ever been. And while you never don't hear people complaining that you can't find good people, today you literally can't find good people. Robert Hartwig, I listened to him give a talk a few months ago at NCCI's annual meeting. And at that point in May, and I don't have any reason to believe this has changed, there were more open jobs than there were people looking for work. So there literally aren't enough active humans to fill all the positions that the economy wants to fill. And so when you're in that position as a small to medium-sized business owner, where most independent agents spend their time, how are you making sure that when you hire someone, it's the right person and that they're ready to do the work? And then once you have an employee that you value, how do you make sure that when they suffer an injury at work, that they don't get sucked into this vortex that workers' comp can be?
Got it. So let's, I mean, there is a ton of information there. So let's get back to your process and what you guys do here. So understandably that this is not a 7-hour podcast, which I'm pretty sure you and I could go at this for that long. Can you give, like, let's give the listeners something like, how do I make an impact on that as an insurance agent out there providing workers' comp to my marketplace?
Yeah. So, I mean, let's just focus then on the parts of the process that are really what I'm talking about here. How can an insurance agent help their business owner clients get and keep great employees? Because there's certainly things to talk about when we talk about properly classifying the business. And in most states, there's more than 500 different classifications that a business could be assigned to. And too often, agents do absolutely zero work, either with their current clients or with the clients that they're trying to take the business and win that business. They do almost no work to confirm those classifications are correct. There are problems with the experience mod, either because the classifications, the premium audit are incorrect, or because an employer doesn't have an effective injury management process. But what we're really talking about when we think about helping our employer clients get and keep great employees, it starts with the getting part, right? So it starts with hiring someone. And when we're thinking about workers' compensation, we're thinking about being absolutely certain that every single person that is hired by a business is physically and mentally capable of doing the work they're being hired to do. And the challenge, and we've seen this before when the economy has grown, and contractors are an easy target for this, because and I can't tell you the number of agents that I've heard tell me that some of their clients, if someone can fog a mirror, they'll hire them. Well, the problem with that approach is that if you're putting someone into a job that requires manual labor, how do you know that person is capable of doing that work? Because if they're not capable, then you may have just bought a back surgery or a knee surgery or some other severe injury that's going to dramatically impact your workers' compensation costs for years to come. And so that process begins with employers implementing a conditional offer of employment. And this form, for your listeners, if they want to get a copy of these forms that I'm going to talk about, they can go to iwcpro.com/revolution, and they'll be able to download these and see what we're talking about and use them with your clients. But the conditional offer of employment tells the employee, you've got the job, congratulations. However, there are some conditions to you getting this job. Now, we're familiar with the idea of sending an employee for a drug test. We might send them for some sort of a physical, but what most employers are not doing is telling the employee that when you receive this medical exam, if the doctor tells us that you are not physically capable of doing this job, then we are going to have to withdraw the job offer. And then we're going to tell the employee, these are the essential functions of the job. And this is another step that employers often miss, is having ADA compliant job descriptions that list the essential functions of the job, because most employers, over 20 employees, have an obligation to reasonably accommodate employees' disabilities, but in order to allow them to do the effective or the essential functions of the job. However, if the employer has never outlined what the essential functions are, then you can't, you're going to have a more difficult time accommodating them because you haven't defined them. So we're going to tell the employee, this job offer is conditional. These are the essential functions of the job. We're even going to ask that employee if they know of any reason they may require accommodation to complete those essential functions. And the employee, the new hire, is going to sign this form, and then we're going to send the employee off to the doctor. And one thing, we're not going to dig into this process today because, like you said, we don't have 7 hours, but it's critical that employers have a relationship with a physician. In the vast majority of jurisdictions, employers have some degree of control over what doctor their injured employees go to when they suffer an injury. But in all cases, the employer has the right to tell a new hire, you're going to this doctor for a medical exam. And when that employee goes to the doctor, we're going to ask the doctor to complete a medical history questionnaire. And the doctor is going to ask and examine this new hire and check on any medical conditions that they either have or have had in their past that could impact their ability to perform the essential functions of the job. At the end of that exam, the doctor is not going to pass the answer to these questions back to the employer. I want to make that very clear. Your personal medical history is obviously protected by HIPAA, but what the doctor is going to do, or what we need the doctor to do in this process, is to come back to the employer and say, Joel has no restrictions. There's nothing about Joel's medical history or medical condition that creates any restrictions for the job you're hiring him for. Or Joel can't lift more than 20 pounds. Joel needs to sit down 10 minutes of every hour for whatever reason. And then at that point, the employer has the opportunity to decide whether or not they can reasonably accommodate those restrictions. Perhaps the job requires lifting 50 pounds. And if you can't lift 50 pounds, they have no way to accommodate that. When I was a young man, I worked at a very large package delivery company, unloading packages off of trucks at 4 a.m. And if you couldn't get in that truck and lift a box that was at least 50 pounds, you couldn't do the job and they weren't going to hire you. And so, your employer clients have the same types of restrictions. And if those restrictions the doctor places on their physical abilities, you can't reasonably accommodate, then you withdraw the job offer. I want to make it very clear in this process, the goal of this process is not to not hire someone. You are only completing the conditional job offer and sending an employee for a post-offer pre-placement medical exam after you've decided you want to hire this person. This is who you want. But if we do have to withdraw the job offer, then what we've done is we've both protected the employer from a very expensive workers' compensation claim, but we've also protected this individual from putting themselves in a position where it's not a question of if, but only a question of when they're going to suffer an injury. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense. And I'm going to ask you just to put a dog ear on this, because I can tell you got more to share here. But I want to step that back and kind of maybe oversimplify it for listeners here. And I'm sure everybody that's listening gets it. But for what you just laid out is providing the ability for you to provide something very unique to your clients. And think about your own situation. Like Kevin, just, you're using the example as a contractor, but man, how many agencies, I talk to more agencies than anybody else, and everybody's always dealing with staffing, employees, or whatever have you. How much value, if think about you as an insurance agency owner, if someone could provide a real good strategy to not just hire people, but hire the right people, because it's expensive to hire people, but all of a sudden someone's added that value to help you through that process, so you didn't have to go through it every 6 months to hire somebody new. Think about that in your own world, then start providing that out to your customers. And Kevin's just done a great job laying that out. So did I miss the step there, Kevin, or did I maybe oversimplified a little too much, but that's what I just heard.
No, I mean, you're absolutely on the right track. And then for your clients, when we're talking about high value workers' compensation clients, what we're really talking about is that if you know the moment that someone walks in the door that they are physically and mentally capable of performing the essential functions of the job, then you have someone who is less likely to suffer an injury. And I would encourage the folks listening to this to either think about this, or even better, talk to your biggest clients. And if their best employee suffered an injury and couldn't work, what is that going to cost them? You know, both in hard dollars, but more importantly, how do they feel about what that's costing them? When the most productive person on their shop floor, the best welder, the best whatever it is they have, if that person suffered an injury and couldn't work, what is that going to cost them? And when you're hiring the right people, you are making it less likely that they are ever going to suffer an injury that's going to cause them to be unable to work.
Got it. And so just to repeat, I know you offer this up. So you guys at the Institute have the resources for agencies. You just provided the website address a few moments ago. So you kind of got this kind of done for them.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the conditional offer of employment form is ready to go. The medical history questionnaire will also be there at iwcpro.com/revolution. And I would mention just briefly about the medical history questionnaire. It's very extensive, but it's our recommendation that as you partner with physicians, you work with your physician on the ground. Many physicians that specialize or have a focus on occupational medicine may have their own medical history questionnaires. That's great. It's also our recommendation that you work with the doctor to narrow the scope of the questionnaire, because many of the conditions on that questionnaire may not ever be capable of creating restrictions for your client's specific work. And of course, as insurance agents, we are not well positioned to dose out that medical knowledge, if you will.
No, that makes total sense. So, Kevin, we're getting a little short on time here. I want to give you the opportunity. You provide a web address, but if someone wants to connect with you directly, but before I do, is there anything else you want to add to the what you just provided us with this process? Like I said, I know we could go on forever, but any other I's that need to be dotted or T's that you want to cross with that?
Well, so the next step in the process, and I will tighten this up a touch, but the next step in the process is once you hire someone and with your current employees, it's our suggestion that you let the employees know how workers' compensation works before they ever have the opportunity to suffer an injury. Because I don't have to tell the agents listening to this that there are attorneys circling your clients constantly. And I see it driving all over the country with the billboards. You see it on TV every day with attorneys' ads. And letting your letting the employees of your clients know how workers' compensation works, that they're not going to have any medical bills to pay. They don't have co-pays or deductibles like they do with their health insurance. What is the waiting period? How long are they going to wait to get paid if they suffer an injury and can't work? How much money are they going to collect when they're out of work? And we're going to tie all of this back to the fact that the employer has a recovery at work program. So employees, if you suffer an injury, this is who you need to talk to make sure that it's reported immediately, not after a few days when you just don't feel better, but we're going to report it immediately. We're going to send you to this doctor and they're going to take care of you and they're going to send you back to work and you're not going to have to pay a penny for that medical care. And the doctor is going to send you back to work and tell us what you can't do. And we're going to find work for you to do so that you never lose a penny of your wages, so that you don't have this unpaid time off that workers' compensation provides. And you don't take a pay cut because workers' comp is only going to pay 2/3 of your average weekly wage. And what we're doing in this process is we are explaining to them that workers' comp is them for, there for them, and that they have it as if they suffer an injury, but it's also not something to be taken advantage of. And what we're trying to do is to remove the fear. Because if you watch these attorneys' ads, so many of them are preying on that fear. Your boss, your company, the insurance company, they're all out to get you. They don't want to pay you what you're owed. I care about you. Call me. We'll get it for you. And if we can wrap the employees up and make sure that they understand how this works, then we're much more likely when someone does suffer an injury to get them back into the workplace, to give them productive work to do until they're able to do their full duty job. And when you present all of this to a business owner and you couch it around this idea that it's not that we're ignoring the cost of workers' compensation, because guess what? If you do these things and your client executes on this successfully, their workers' compensation costs will be lower. But what we're focusing on is the number one problem that employers are having today, which is their workforce. We're defending their workforce, and we're helping them defend their workforce from all of these outside forces that are trying to pull at it. And so we're hiring the right people. We're making sure that those people understand how the process works with workers' compensation, so they know they're taken care of. And then if they suffer an injury, we're aggressively bringing people back to work. Return to work is something that our industry has talked about for years and years and years. But we consistently at the Institute and working with the agent clients that we have consistently see employers resisting it because they don't understand the benefits. They don't understand that every single day an injured employee is out of work is a day it's less likely they're ever going to return to that job. And what we know is that if we get those people back into the workplace, they're more likely to return back to their full duty job, and that employer is going to lose less productivity than they would have otherwise.
Awesome. Kevin, let me just say this. When I really enjoy doing this podcast, and one thing I strive to do when doing my part in this podcast is providing stuff that people can actually use today. You don't have to go and you know, do a bunch of planning, research. Of course, you want to plan when you want to do anything, but something they can hands-on grab. And you know what? You've just provided that. And it's more than just a link you provided. I really appreciate your time today. Tell us, if I've got more questions about workers' comp and I want to talk to Kevin Ring, what's the best way to find you?
So there's several very effective means. My phone number is 828-274-0959. You can send me an email. It's kevin@iwcpro.com. Or you can go to schedulewithiwcp.com. And on that page, there are links where you can actually access my calendar. and just book a time that works for you so that we don't have to play phone tag. And I will make sure to put all of that information along with also a link to an article that we wrote about this onboarding process I described at that iwcpro.com/revolution that I mentioned.
Awesome. And of course, just below, if you're listening to this, just below this in the description, you can find that link there as well. So once again, Kevin, thank you so much for taking the time. Do appreciate it. And have a great day, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much, everyone. And thank you, Joel. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the Connected Insurance Podcast. If you found this episode informative, please share it with your peers and colleagues. Explore the Connected Insurance family of resources for insurance agents and brokers by visiting agencyrevolution.com and clicking media. Subscribe and get updates delivered right to your inbox. New episodes every Wednesday.